Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Welcome to another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Before we get started today, I would just like to take some time to personally wish everybody a happy holiday. Regardless of what you celebrate, we hope that you enjoyed some time with family and loved ones and friends, and everybody had a chance to really sit down and remember what the holidays are truly about. And hopefully, as the holidays start to wrap up a little bit, the hot stove starts to heat up. As we saw the last couple of weeks, kind of a little bit of a slow market moving in terms of Major League Baseball's offseason. So I'm sure come January that will heat up. But in the meantime, let's talk some more Yankee baseball. Again, you can follow us on Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, and Simplecast. Our podcast is available to you in multiple formats, so make sure you take every opportunity to listen in. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please rate, subscribe, leave comments for the show. Every bit of feedback we appreciate from you guys. The more stars, the better. Now, I don't know if it's just the fact that I've had a little bit of time to reflect on it or the fact of how the offseason is going, but I had a little bit of a change of mindset in terms of my thinking in regards to Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. Throughout the offseason, if you listen back to older shows, you do hear me kind of push for the Yankees to sign Machado. I've always been an advocate to bring him into the Bronx. I think that it's a solid fit. I think that Machado wants to be here. I think the Yankees want him here as well. But I'm going to go offline a little bit, and if you follow me on Twitter, at Nick_Delahanty, my personal account, I tweeted out something that got a lot of feedback. And what I tweeted out has been a lot different, like I said, from what my mindset was throughout the offseason. My tweet exactly was this. I think that not only should the Yankees sign Manny Machado, but I also think that they should now sign Bryce Harper. Having heard different things throughout the media, and yes, you cannot believe everything that's said, all the different rumors, because let's remember, Corbin was destined to be a Yankee, and look at how that turned out. But from what I'm hearing and what I'm reading and the different things that are coming out about teams being weary of a 10-year deal for these big-name players, I think the Yankees could really make a push for both players. And I don't think it's out of the question to think that they'll both be in pinstripes come opening day 2019. Now, today's show is basically going to be my pitch to both players. And what I'll do is in both sections, I'll talk about the pros and cons of both, talk about what the Yankees can offer, what other teams can't, and we'll just kind of break down why New York is the best place for both players. And yes, the Yankees have a logjam in the outfield right now. Let me just clear this up before we get into it. However, I don't think that Brett Gardner should stop you from getting a generational player like Bryce Harper. I don't think that Jacoby Ellsbury's atrocious contract should get in the way of you signing a Bryce Harper. I don't think a Clint Frazier, who sadly has had injury problems and hasn't been the guy yet that the Yankees have hoped he would be, should stop you from signing a Bryce Harper. Giancarlo Stanton's big contract. Yes, it's a big contract. You mean to tell me that you wouldn't want to see Bryce Harper's left-handed bat hitting in the middle of the Yankees lineup at least 80 times a year in Yankee Stadium? You wouldn't love to see him come up to the plate after Aaron Judge and have an opportunity to, at any point in time, hit a fly ball out of Yankee Stadium? By out of Yankee Stadium, I mean down the short porch in right field, of course, or wherever else he decides to hit home runs. I'm not being biased toward the right field pole, but, you know, home run's a home run in my book. I just think it makes too much sense for the Yankees right now. And I think that if they get creative with it, there is a way that Bryce Harper would say, you know what, I'm going to forego that big, huge, extra payday, and I'm going to go where I'm happy, and I'm going to go where I've always wanted to play, and I'm going to go play in the same area as my favorite player growing up in Mickey Mantle, and I'm going to become a New York Yankee. I just think it makes too much sense, and we'll break it down throughout the show. But for today's show, let's start with the obvious candidate, and that's obviously Manny Machado. It's kind of funny, but I had this talk with a friend in regards to Machado and his possibility of being a Yankee. And when I talked to this friend, I told him, look, you know, the circumstances weren't aligned for Machado's idol, Alex Rodriguez, to even join the Yankees. Let's not forget, Aaron Boone comes off that offseason where he gets hurt, leaving the Yankees needing a third baseman. Insert Rodriguez, who ends up coming over from Texas. Yankees make that big trade. Rodriguez moves over to third base, and the rest is history. You know, say what you want about Rodriguez. The back end of that contract didn't work out. The whole steroid issue. A-Rod didn't age well in terms of baseball production. You can say what you want about the steroids, but we'll leave it at that. I just think that Machado's a different player than A-Rod ever was. And I think that Machado makes too much sense for the Yankees to pass up. Now, the circumstance aligns for the Yankees now because, obviously, Didi Gregorius is out till possibly midseason with Tommy John surgery. If Gregorius is healthy, do the Yankees even think about signing Machado? That's the question that I ask myself, and I would love to know the inside of the Yankees to see if he would even be a possibility. A lot goes into this decision, because you have to factor in, number one, Miguel Andujar. What do they think about Andujar? Do they think that he could become a defensive-minded player and continue to hit the way he did this past year? Or do they think that he was like a MC Hammer type, a one-hit wonder? That could play into it as well. With the hole at shortstop, I could see the Yankees telling Machado, look, for the time being, you'll be our shortstop. You'll come in, and right away, you'll be the man at short. But when Gregorius comes back, we're going to need you to follow your idol's footsteps and A-Rod and move over to third base and do what's best for the team. Then, you know, you look at Andujar and you say, you might trade him for a pitcher. You might end up keeping him till the trade deadline and making a move, seeing what you need. Or you could maybe move Andujar to another position, possibly first base, depending on how that all shapes out with Voit and Bird. But it just makes too much sense for Machado not to be a Yankee at this point of his career. Do I think the Yankees go 10 years? Absolutely not. I think that if it becomes a bidding war, the Yankees lose out. Machado will go for the money, and he'll go from there. However, the Yankees have something that they can offer that neither one of the other two teams mentioned, being the Phillies and the White Sox, could. And that's a chance to win the World Series right away. Yes, the Phillies have a nice young roster. They're getting better. The White Sox have a lot of young talent that they're building. Eventually, they're going to be better. But the Yankees give you that opportunity to win right now. If you look at the Yankees lineup without Machado, and you show him a projected lineup, and you tell him, look, you're going to be hitting with Judge, Stanton, hopefully a healthy Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, and Andujar around you. That's enticing to me. As somebody who is an offensive-minded player and a great defensive third baseman, I should just throw that out there, that's something that I would be really interested in hitting in between, behind, you name it. I'll definitely sign up for that. Also, the Yankees might be willing to convince Machado to take a lesser deal in terms of years and retest his value in a couple of years. Now, it's a gamble for Machado because of the two knee issues that he had. But You mean to tell me that if the Yankees offered a 6-year deal worth over $30 million a year, he would not even consider that with a couple of opt-outs? Heck, maybe the Yankees even go 7 or 8 years and give him an opt-out where he can opt out maybe after year 5 and retest his market at age 30 right in his prime. You know, he can kind of recreate his value or even up his value by having some monster years in New York. The spotlight would be on him in New York. And I think that's something that Machado would love to have. You know, he's a guy that seems to want to win. That evil perception that has been created by his Johnny Hustle comments and all the other stuff that's gone on. But I feel like he would just be that added piece that the Yankees do need. And in the past, money wouldn't be an issue. You know, the Yankees wouldn't be talking about having a bidding war with the Philadelphia Phillies and the Phillies being the team that basically will outbid them. The Yankees in the past would go whatever route it was needed to get that star player that they wanted. What I think is they'll find a way to convince Machado, but it'll be at their price. And I think if it's close, I think that if the Yankees maybe get outbid a little bit, I think they're a real player in this situation. I just think it's going to be up to Machado whether he's willing to leave some millions of dollars off the table to come to New York. But in the same token, Machado should talk to a guy like Giancarlo Stanton. And why? It's simple. As of April 2018, Forbes did an article about the highest paid players in baseball. Stanton made $3.2 million alone on endorsements. You mean to tell me that if Machado came to New York, his endorsement rate wouldn't go up? Playing in the biggest market in baseball, on the biggest stage in baseball, his value wouldn't go up? I think for sure his endorsements would definitely go up. I think that whatever money he doesn't make on the market from a team, he could possibly make up some of that in endorsements. Let's forget the great grandkids for a minute. Worry about where you're happy, Manny. And that's what I would tell him. You wanted to be a Yankee for the longest time. Play in the same uniform that your idol Alex Rodriguez played in. Heck, we'll even give you his number 13 if that's what you want. But I think that the Yankees will go in all in to try to get this superstar because I think that deep down, they know that the Red Sox right now are a better ball club. And in order to become a better ball club than the Red Sox, the Yankees are going to need some more firepower. They beefed up the starting rotation. I'm sure they're going to beef up the bullpen. They had a couple of pieces that they lost throughout free agency. Probably going to lose a couple that they're going to have to replace. But I think over time, Manny Machado to the New York Yankees makes too much sense. And at the end of the day, I think that it will make too much sense for Machado that if the contract offers are close, he'll be wearing pinstripes come March. And he'll be in the Bronx. And Yankee fans will be very happy with their new late kind of holiday present that they got from Brian Cashman. We're going to take a quick break here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast. When we come back, we'll take a look at Bryce Harper's recruitment, and I'll give my take on what the Yankees should sell to Bryce as they try to bring him to the Bronx. That and more here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast on Apple Podcasts, Simplecast, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. We hope that you are enjoying the Pinstripe Talk podcast. If you have something to say or would like to comment on something that you heard on our show, please feel free to contact us via social media. You could contact our host, Nick Delahanty, on Twitter by tweeting at @Nick_Delahanty, or you could send us an email, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. We are back to the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Now it's time for me to recruit Bryce Harper to New York. And you're welcome, Brian Cashman. I'm trying to help you out a little bit. Hopefully it does work. I don't know what the Yankees' interest is on Bryce Harper. From reports, it's limited interest. However, I think the Yankees should really explore the whole Bryce Harper market and see if they can maybe get Harper at a price that's that they're willing to go to. Now, like I said with Machado, I doubt they're going to a 10th year with either one of these guys. I expect them to offer probably 6 to 8 years, opt-outs included, in the deal, try to entice them a little bit more. I think money-wise per year, they'll be willing to give them excess of the $30 million they're looking for per year. I just think that with all the reports and all the rumors that are surfacing, I think that the Yankees could be a player in the Harper sweepstakes. And yeah, the Dodgers have cleared up salary space to try to make a run at Harper, it appears, or maybe even a starting pitcher. You've heard them tied to Corey Kluber, a couple of different names. However, it just makes too much sense for the Yankees not to even explore it. And I get what they're saying, that there's a logjam in the outfield. You look at Gardner, who they just re-signed. You have Jacoby Ellsbury, who a lot of Yankee fans wish they could trade to the moon. However, I just think it makes too much sense for the Yankees not to even just take a look and see what they got. What I would say for the Yankees is this. Harper doesn't want to go to Philadelphia from what everybody is speculating. It doesn't seem like Machado wants to either. The White Sox are players for Harper, but is he really going to go to a place where they're a couple of years away from contention and he is about to hit his prime? He's 26 years old. He figured the next 3 to 4 years he'll be in his prime. Does he really want to wait for the White Sox to be competitive? Or does he want to take a shorter deal and come to the Yankees and try to win a championship now and be on the biggest spotlight in baseball? Let's face it. We all know why Harper wears 34. 3 + 4 = 7. The number that the great Mickey Mantle wore during his time with the New York Yankees. We all know the story about how Harper loved Mantle. There's reports that he wants to be a Yankee. That's his preference. Well, if that's his preference, don't you think that Harper might say to Scott Boras, you know, look, I get we want to make the most of our money and we want to capitalize when we can. But if the Yankees make a competitive offer and it's somewhat close to where we're looking at, why not take that offer so I can be happy where I want to play? You know, my other offers aren't there. You know, the Red Sox aren't knocking at my door. They're not going to offer me an exuberant contract. They have one of the best outfields in baseball. You know, the Dodgers, they're enticing. They might be a player. The White Sox are a few years off. I want to win. I'm leaving Washington because I want to win. The Nationals offered me a contract. It was a nice offer, but I think that I need to move on elsewhere. I want to be where I'm happy. You mean to tell me if the Yankees offer him a 7-year deal with an opt-out after 4, that he wouldn't be interested in that? Because that would put him in the market at age 30, and he could explore other options? Come to New York, have 4 monster years, win a World Series or two, be a part of a core that has Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, those guys that you could build around. Luis Severino, you have a young core that is ready to win games. Now, you mean to tell me that that wouldn't help his value? Playing in October in New York, winning a world championship, helping the Yankees end their World Series drought? That, to me, would be enticing. I don't know what Bryce is thinking. I don't know what his mindset is going in. I don't know if he's one of those guys that wants to make the most money possible. But if he's willing to at least listen and at least see what the Yankees have to offer, I think he'd be interested, especially given the fact that the Yankees don't want to go to that 10th year. If they sat down and were honest with him and said, look, Bryce, we get the whole 10-year deal talk, but we have an offer that we think is beneficial to you, that we think both sides, it would work. Putting the contract talks aside, the next question you might be asking while listening to this is, yeah, it sounds great. You know, you want to sign Bryce Harper, but how do you figure out the whole outfield situation with who they have right now? To me, it's simple. I don't know why this would be such a big issue for the Yankees, because obviously Aaron Judge is your right fielder. And you figure that between Harper and Stanton, they'll play mostly left field. But, you know, you sell it off to Harper. Hey, look, you know, play left field 2 to 3 times a week. We'll give Judge a day or two to DH. You know, he's had some health issues the past year. We want to give him a day or off here. You'll play some right field. And then Stanton will play some left field. You have guys who are athletic enough to play ball and can play defense in that outfield. And you use Brett Gardner in situations where you need him. You know, he might play center field for Hicks one day. You might put him in left field, get him a couple of bats. You know, it might seem like a logjam, but a lot goes on during the season. Let's not forget, injuries happen. Things happen where you might have a doubleheader. You might have situations like that. You know, things happen, and we saw it last year. The Yankees gave a ton of at-bats to Shane Robinson, who wasn't even a major league type of player. So just off of that alone shows that the Yankees could use more depth in the outfield. And yeah, getting a guy like Harper is not a depth type of move. But it's a move that, to me, would make sense. And it gives Aaron Boone a lot of options. You know, you can play Harper probably all three outfield positions. He's athletic enough. Judge has that athleticism that he can pull it off as well. Stanton, limited to the corners, but still, not a bad outfielder. And let's remember this. A lot of people say that Stanton's not very good defensively, and I'm going to rebuttal on that with this kind of comment, okay? When Stanton was getting possibly traded by the Marlins, right? Look at the teams that were involved in the mix. You had the Cardinals. You had the Dodgers. You had National League teams in the mix. Stanton was almost traded to the Cardinals before they acquired Marcell Ozuna, before he declined the trade, that whole issue. You mean to tell me that the Cardinals and the Dodgers thought that Stanton was good enough in the outfield to play 162 games and hold his own, but meanwhile he can't play the outfield in New York? That just doesn't add up to me. I think Stanton's more athletic than people give him credit for, and I think that DH type of stereotype for him is wrong. I just think that the Yankees had a logjam last year and didn't need him to play the outfield, which made people think that he wasn't athletic enough or talented enough to actually accomplish it. But let's not forget, just a year ago, National League teams were knocking down the Marlins' door to try to acquire this guy. So, do I think it could work? Absolutely. Do I think guys are going to have to mix and match to make it work? Obviously. But I think that if the Yankees want to get this generational type of player, I think that they have the argument and the kind of backing to do so. I think that it's definitely possible if they explore their options. Yeah, you'd have to go over the luxury tax. Yeah, you'd have to be the New York Yankees of old. But the money that you would make back by bringing in Bryce Harper and Manny Machado would create so much buzz in New York as the Yankees compete for that next championship. The fans would be happy. You'd have a lot of revenue coming in. Bryce might not get that big, huge contract he was looking for, but his endorsements would definitely keep coming through the roof. We already see him all over Under Armour, and he's all over the place in terms of endorsements. Put him on the biggest stage in baseball, and let's see what he can do. And make it enticing for him. The way that you're going to get Machado or Harper or both is by enticing them by being creative with your offer. The Yankees don't want to get into a bidding war for either one of these two players. If they get them, it's going to be on their terms. And I think that their terms are better than what anybody else can offer, especially given the teams that are in the mix right now for both players. If I'm the Yankees, I just have a hard time thinking that a guy like Brett Gardner on a one-year deal can stop you from getting Harper, or the fact that you have Stanton on a big long contract. If the option's there, take advantage of the option, because these two players are one in a generational type of player. Both of them are special talents that if you can get them at your price, are no-brainers to bring into the Bronx. That's going to wrap it up for today's show. Again, this is the Pinstripe Talk podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND. Follow my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Send us some emails, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. We love talking Yankees baseball. We'd love for you to join in on the conversation. As we wrap up the holiday season, I would like to wish everybody a happy new year, a safe and happy new year. Looking forward to what 2019 has to bring. A lot of exciting things happening, especially with our show. We thank you all for listening. We hope that you continue listening into the new year. And let's not forget, hopefully 2019 brings another New York Yankees World Series championship. That's going to wrap it up for today. Make sure you follow us on Apple Podcasts. Like, rate, subscribe to the show. Go to Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music. You name it, our podcast is located on the streaming device. As always, let's go Yankees. Can't wait to see what's in store on the hot stove as more news breaks and more rumors circulate. We'll break down all the latest surrounding your favorite New York team. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time.